It's a big issue. It's an issue that Kent has been facing for the past several years, and has gradually been increasing. It's not just the Medway towns facing the problem. I mean, Maidstone, Tunbridge Wells, Sevenoaks, Margate, Thanet, of course, Medway Town, Gillingham, Canterbury, Aylsham, Folkestone, they are all facing the same problems. But the trouble with the Medway towns is that because you are even more closer, because you're North Kent in a way, you are closer to London more. So they find it even easier, these gangs, to get into those areas. Okay, so what's happened with the county lines is that right now, as we speak, there are, according to the Metropolitan Intelligence Services, there are roughly 225 known gangs in London, the inner city. In this 225 known gangs, it comprises of about 4,000 gang members. And given that how small London is in comparison to Kent and Medway, these 4,000 gang members are all fighting like postcode wars in a small patch for a patch where they can sell drugs in London. And because they have been arrested and they've seen gang members being put in prison, the Met police are hot on their heels. So now with the county lines is they're saying to themselves, why can't we just go to countryside? So they're picking all the nearby countrysides around London, Essex, Kent, Surrey, Thames Valley, Hampshire. So all the surrounding countryside, that's where they're going. And that's where we have county lines, if that makes sense. If they get into Kent and Medway, they are not like a tourist or a visitor. They're not known to the communities in Kent and Medway. So they go under the radar. Whereas in London, the police may know them. You know, people will know and identify them as, yeah, so-and-so is a gang member, so-and-so sell drugs. But by coming away from London, it's like they get a fresh start, a fresh beginning to start that drug dealing business in Kent. Again, where they say a gang member and their family are facing an issue in London, or even it could be a child protection safeguarding issue, a quick knee-jerk reaction or the authorities will take is, why don't we just move that young person and their family out of London? And by doing that, they're always picking Kent, in particular Maidstone, Medway, and the Thanet areas, you know, and they think that's the solution. By moving the whole family and bring them to Kent, they think that will resolve all these issues in London. But it doesn't. Because, I mean, if you're going to move them, I mean, adding a bit of rationale to it and being logic will be, move that young person in the gang and their family to wilderness, far, far, far away from London. But by bringing them to Kent, we're so close to Kent. I mean, we're so close to London. Kent is so close to London. They just go and travel to and from. And they go back and affiliate with the gang again. And they rub up on shoulders with Kent children and bring that way of life. I think sometimes we should second police officers from the Met Police who are really specialists and trained in this field, second them to come and join Kent Police and work with Kent Police. Because, you know, I've seen in America and other countries where there's a particular issue, they second officers who are specially trained in certain things to go and help a police force, you know. So we should do that, you know. Met Police and London are not that far from Kent, you know. They should be seconding the best, like the Trident, Operation Trident, who tackle black-on-black crime in London for the gangs. You know, second these special officers to come and work alongside Kent Police. And let's just put a stop to it quicker.